in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11. This is letter number 3682, Baruch Hashem, the 29th of Tammuz, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing to Rav Tzadik, or Rav Chosid. He was a Rebbe. He was an Admur. And that's called Benon Shel Kedoshim, a son of the Holy. Cheskel Shrage Shlita. He was, they called him Lifshitz Halberstam. He was the Strupkever Rebbe. I remember when I was in Yerushalayim, he had a shul in Meir Shorim over here. He was, you can read up all about the Rabbi Yecheskel Shraga, who he was, and about his life and his connection, very strong connection to the Rebbe as well. So the Rebbe writes to him this, the letter, and the Rebbe says, I'm writing and responding to your letter dated the third day of Sivan, and you also attached thereto four sheets of your sefer called Divrei Yecheskel Shraga, which is being printed. And you conclude asking for haskama, an approbation, to agree, an introduction to approve your writing. So the Rebbe said, our tradition about it, as I've seen by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and if my father-in-law did that, that must have been also the tradition of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, not to give haskamas, not to give these approvals for books. And the Rebbe quotes the Milsal Bishayu Yakira, that things that are precious to you, you know, you dress it. In other words, what the Rebbe Rashab did, what the previous Rebbe did, that's something which is important to me, and therefore I follow that. It's from the language of the Talmud. The Rebbe says, I go by that standard, and I don't give approbation. But the Rebbe blesses him that your strength for Torah should increase in a wide way. You should succeed in strengthening the pure Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven, and the dissemination of the study of the inner parts of Torah, which is referred to by the Zohar, by the faithful shepherd. There's a section there called Raya Mehemna, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called the Tree of Life, Ilona Dechaya, as explained in the Tanya of the Alter Rebbe in his Holy Letters, chapter 26, why it's called the Tree of Life. And then when you learn with the inner part of Torah, then the statement, the saying of our sages, becomes fulfilled. When they talk about Torah in general, they say that if you merit, your Torah becomes a drug that provides life. God forbid, Rebbe doesn't say it. So learning Torah properly with Yiras Shamayim, with Pnimius HaTorah, and respect for the one who gave the Torah, for Hashem, then the Torah that you learn becomes a drug that provides health and life. Doesn't say the opposite. If you just study Torah as an intellectual exercise, as of knowledge, as being able to brag with it, what it does to you. This is explained at length in the booklet Eitz Chaim to the Rebbe Rashab, and it's also understood based on what the Rav Chaim Vital wrote at the great length in the introduction to the Shara HaKdomas. They were wonderful, very awesome and wonderful things about the importance, about the study, about the inner part of Torah. And the Rebbe says, with honor and with blessing. And the Rebbe says, because it is special to me that you show you how dear it is that you're writing and your book, so I'm coming, I'm going to put a few notes to your booklets that you sent in, or before the Rebbe called them, the sheets that he sent in. Even though the Rebbe says it's only superficial, it's mekufya, from the outside because of the many preoccupations. So the first letter, he has the first letter over there. In the first letter, he talks about connecting to a tzaddik and sometimes he says with a very great measure, connection to a tzaddik, not just a superficial small but a big connection. So the Rebbe says this idea is understood very well based on what it's written in the Holy Tanya of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 2. Over there, the Rebbe writes that all the souls of the generations actually get their energy from the soul of the tzaddik. So you see that there's a tremendous connection. And from there, you can understand also from what the Alter Rebbe writes, that you can be the extent that you can unite and become really one with a tzaddik. If you connect properly to a tzaddik, you become one with a tzaddik. And you become like a limb that follows what the head says and the brain says, whatever it should be. So when a chassid connects to the Rebbe, he can become like the limb of the Rebbe, that he will do whatever the Rebbe says to do, he will do that. And the Rebbe said, I want to point out, in the Mechilta, on the verse, over there it says something very amazing. It says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Abdo. They believed in Hashem. When the Yidden saw the people, the Egyptians, after Kriyas Yamsuf, the verse says they believed in Hashem and their servant Moshe. Seems to be a non-equation over here, a non-fitting equation. How do we equate Hashem with Moshe Abdo? We say, you're believing in Hashem and believing with Moshe in one breath. And the Mechilta says over there that when you believe properly in the tzaddik, in Moshe Abdo, that is the Amuna B'Hashem. That's very powerful words there. But in any event, the Rebbe brings out connecting to a tzaddik is very, very powerful. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that this letter, he wrote it in the form of letters, that you were so short in this letter about the essential, the need, the most, we have to learn Pnimius HaTorah in Parat Torah. In these generations, the Pnimius HaTorah has been articulated in the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov and his students and his students' students. If you don't learn this, God forbid, if you don't learn the inner Parat Torah as explained by the Hasidim, or even if you learn it, but you not learn it, not enough, less than you are able to, we are holding back the redemption. It prolongs the exile, etc., etc. As the Rav Chaim Vital prolongs over there, the Rebbe referenced him before, the Rav Chaim Vital in the Hakdama, how important it is to study the inner part of Torah. Anybody who just reflects on these words, just on your own, Tisomarno sares roche means that the hair of your head will bristle. They'll stand up if you just shock. You know, that's how profound, powerful those words are. And since from the days of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, we merited also to the revelation of the light of Torah, which gives some understanding and grasp. Because before, people would study, they didn't really get it so well. At least through examples and parables, by learning the inner part of Torah, so we have on this part of Torah the law of all other parts of Torah, of the oral Torah. Just like we have to study all other parts of Torah, and we have to understand. One who learns and doesn't understand what he's learning is not considered learning at all. So now, once we know and can understand Pnimis HaTorah, to learn it without understanding is not considered learning it. So, even though the Rebbe says, if a person is an onus, it's not his choice, he doesn't know, he doesn't learn, or he doesn't know about the inner part of Torah, you will get reward even for saying just words or similarly. The Rebbe referenced the Pardes. But you still need to know. If you don't know, and the only way to know it is through learning the teaching of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, the way it's explained in Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, not knowing, you know, they say, not knowing is not a defense in the law. So I didn't know. It's not a defense. I didn't know. And the Rebbe quotes, he says, not knowing, and says, oh, I didn't learn, I didn't know, that's not a defense. You'll get punished for not knowing. You should have learned. And he brings down from the Pasuk, he says, Chatasi ki lo yadati. He says, I've sinned because I didn't know, but he still says that he sinned, even though he didn't know. And the Rebbe references the Shaloh in the end of Balak, Parshas Balak. And the Rebbe says, you can't get away by saying, okay, I'll learn everything else, but I don't follow this. Anybody who says that the whole Torah was said to Moshe besides one part, it's considered to be a heretic. So every part, so this that the Shaloh says, and this that we learn out that is brought down in the Magen Avraham, that you have to learn and you have to understand, and while you get reward, but you must learn, you must understand. The Rebbe is saying you should have got involved more and explained more the necessity of studying Pnimis HaTorah. And the Rebbe says it's known to respond that Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, it's related that the Baal Shem Tov went up, this was on Rosh Hashanah, his soul went up to the spiritual worlds, and he came to the room for Mashiach. And he asked Mashiach, Eimosei ka'osimar, when will you come? And he said, L'kisho yofutsu ma'inisecha chutza, when your wellspring will be spread out to the outside. That he's going to come when yofutsu ma'inisecha chutza. Yofutsu means spread out. The wellsprings, the teachings of the inner part of Torah will spread out to the outside. Yofutsu davke, they will be spread out, not just taught, but spread out. So from this we understand, and it's obvious, the great obligation and the responsibility to each and every one who God has granted, who has graced them with influencing on others, to bring his students, those who he influences, to these wells. And the Rebbe says, from the positive you understand, the negative you don't bring. So you, the Rebbe is basically saying, you have a sphere of influence, you have to encourage and encourage the people in the study of Chassidus. And as the Chazal tell us, whoever, the Beis HaMikdash has not been built during his lifetime, God forbid, is as if it was destroyed. So we can't say, oh, it wasn't built, and that's it. If you didn't help make it be built, it's as if you destroyed it, or is destroyed during your lifetime. So therefore, that's how important it is. May the blessed Hashem grant us to fulfill the promise that we should can immerse in these wells, a well of water, referencing here the Chassidus, as explained, as also hinted in the Rambam, in the end of the laws of Mikvah, is that knowledge, he says, everybody will know me, everybody will know Hashem, as water covers the sea, meaning you immerse yourself totally in it. So the Rebbe is basically telling him that he should have pushed more, and the Rebbe gave him some material, what to push the essential as essence of the obligation of learning Chassidus. Then, to the letter number 2 and 3, he discusses over there about the Sanhedrin. As you know, there have been many times that people had, over the years, and even more recently about building a Sanhedrin or getting a high court, a Jewish high court, a Sanhedrin. So the Rebbe said this has been discussed in many places, and the Rebbe says some of those that maybe in the beginning suggested it or even agreed to it, eventually they pulled away from it. They didn't go along with that. Now, so a Sanhedrin, no, but some suggest now not a real Sanhedrin, but something like a Sanhedrin, not an actual Sanhedrin. The Rebbe says there was a similar suggestion in the previous generation, and the great of Israel, the great rabbis, the leaders, they totally negated it, absolutely not. But lo mekovukon, and those who are not so great, meaning those who are not so God-fearing, they knew that people are not going to listen to them in the Jewish community. If the great rabbis are against it, the lesser level of non-such religious rabbis, they knew people are not going to listen, because people are only going to go follow the word of Hashem. That is the only one that illuminates their path. And they will not be listened to those who try to speak negatively on leaders of the Jewish people in the way of Torah and mitzvahs. They're not going to be listened to if they try to say, well, you know, they didn't know, we're better. Those rabbis fighting the war of Torah, they are strengthening the Torah. They are, using paraphrasing the Rambam, they're pushing and forcing the Yidden to follow it. So the Rebbe said they know, even if you come to these leaders in the name of a party, the name of a program, to try to combine Shem Shemayim with something else, Yetzibay, you know, coming to try to sweeten it by different ways, presenting it in various ways, they will not be listened to, they will be chased away from the camp. This was in the previous generation. So the great people among them didn't even want to listen to it. And those who are not as great, and they knew that they're not going to be listened to, so they came with all different things. Absolutely not. Never, not even something of it. So if the Rebbe says in the previous generation, they negated it because of the known reasons, how much more so in our orphan generation, sufficient. So the Rebbe is saying, no Sanhedrin, not even main Sanhedrin, we don't do that. If it wasn't good for them, it's not good for them. And Rebbe says, look, surprising enough, that even those who support this suggestion. So the Rebbe says, the less religious they are, or the less religious the group is, the more excitement is for this idea of Sanhedrin, or something like a Sanhedrin. Why is it that the people who are not the least religious, or the less religious you are, the more excited they are about the Sanhedrin? That means that it's not the positive thing. The Rebbe does not endorse at all. Okay, finally, the fourth letter he wrote about tzitzis made by a machine. And same thing is, tzitzis need to be made for the sake of the mitzvah. A machine, of course, cannot make for sake of anything. Question is, the person that is running the machine, does his intention help for the machine? Same thing would be matzahs. Matzahs need to be done for the mitzvahs. If a machine does it, the machine can't have it for the name. So the Rebbe says, practical instruction of the Rebbe Rashab, the father of my father-in-law, that in the time when it was there was a lot of refugees in Russia. This was in the year Tofresh Ayin and An, after World War I. He allowed them to make tzitzis through a machine, but it started off by a person. And the Rebbe says, it's not the place here to go in, but he allowed them. And the Rebbe says the opinions of the later codifiers about tzitzis by machine have been gathered in the Masif L'Chol HaMachne, chapter 11, section 3, and Halacha L'Moshe Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. As far as matzah through a machine, in Zdei Chemes, Maris Chochmes to matzah, and the Agodas HaMavair in Pietrikov, Shor Mamatzon Ba'Halacha, and it's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there's different references of it. So the Rebbe says, in a time when you're pressed, the Rebbe allowed to use machine tzitzis, and as far as matzah, the Rebbe gives him several different. So the Rebbe touches on various different things, and the Rebbe mainly wants him to go ahead and spread out and encourage people to learning the inner part of Torah.